Do you prefer summer or winter?
I'm going to have to go summer on that one.
Why?
Doesn't suck.
If you could have picked your own name, what would it be?
T-Rex.
So you'd go full fantastical right away. Like, you're not even, you don't even like a specific actual human name.
Every kid, like, just like the kid in Big Daddy, I want to be named Frankenstein.
No, if you could pick your own name today, what would it be?
Well, okay, if it was picking now, I'd go for like the most mundane, unnoticeable.
Really?
Stealth name.
You don't have a desire to have a cool name? Or like a unique name?
Brown.
Dan Brown. Author of the Da Vinci Code. That's who you would go with.
Right. Damn it. That name's made up. I bet that's not his real name.
I'm sure it is, yeah. Well, that's kind of the point, right?
But like, there's a million Dan Browns anyways.
What would your pen name be? Like, what would you write things under? Don't give away your real one.
Eric Tundra.
Yeah, I knew you would go stripper name as soon as you thought about it. I would like to go with... My real name has two syllables in both the first and last name, and I don't like how that rolls off the tongue.
No, perfect. You only get... That's the perfect amount of syllables you're supposed to have. Anything more than that is rude, but you can go shorter.
I would like to have a one-syllable first name and maybe a three-syllable last name. I think that's cool.
That's pushing it.
But even
two syllables per...
Even just one of them having one syllable would be better than both having two syllables.
Okay, so you want to be... Dan,
no,
Stulamac.
Yes, actually, that's perfect. I don't know how you've come up with it so perfectly. Although Dan is kind of boring, I think I'd make it like Jax or something. So
Jax. It's J-A-X. One syllable, but it's as many letters as you can cram in there.
Jax. No, one. One syllable first name, and then what did you say? Stulamac?
Yeah.
Jax Stulamac. Jax is too hard to say.
That Maybe just Jack. So stupid.
Jack Stulamac. I want to be to refer to.
It sounds like pseudo French.
Jacques Stulamac.
But like some stupid ass made it up.
Yeah. Okay, fine. I still like it though. I'm going to be Jacques Stulamac for the foreseeable future.
Please get business cards. Let's say that.
Here's a question. Do you pronounce other language names with an accent? Or do you anglicize them?
No, I hate it when they make me do that. And I hate it when they do that to me. Because, well, no, I don't hate it. You know what? I think it's only fair that if I don't want to do it, other cultures shouldn't have to do it to my name. So when right. I don't know if there's like really a like an ethnic pronunciation for Jeff, but there's definitely one for Robert, which is like Robert.
Right.
Or so my dad gets like Robert a lot when he goes to Cuba, and right. like I think that's fine. It's like that's the way they say Robert. So
you think he shouldn't correct them on that?
Yeah. So when you come here and your name's quote unquote Jorge and I say George, like yeah, well that's what it says here, so shut up.
What about just regular words like poutine?
No, I hate putting the stank on the
yeah
on poutine.
I hate it too. Poutine. I don't think you should do it.
Poutine.
Okay, well that's extreme.
You want a poutine? Craving a little,
yeah. Are you sticking with Dan Brown or what's your
Travis McTarnish? Sucks.
Travis McTarnish is awesome. Are you kidding? So what is it? Jacques Stulamac and Travis McTarnish. That's who this podcast is now hosted by. Welcome to Super Good Question. I am Shox Tulamok.
And I'm Travis McTarnish.
See how great it feels?
Does have a nice kind of ring to it.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by
Hits from the early 2000s. It's all the hits you've wanted since you were in high school, like this one from Wheatus.
I'm turning a teeny dirt bag, baby.
Oh, your Wheatus voice sucks, man.
So call now and you can get hits like this from Weezer. If you want to destroy my sweater.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm afraid I might walk away.
Best mock me.
Yes, that's right. All the hits. If you could switch your body to an alternative fuel source, what would it be?
Gasoline.
Nice. High octane, baby.
I think it was a tweet or something I saw this morning that was calculating the calorie counts of gasoline. And the guy was like, so I just need 3 liters of gasoline and I don't have to eat ever again.
Or something. Seriously?
Like that. Like, it's so caloric.
Whoa.
It's pure energy. So, yeah.
Wow, I never thought about, yeah, how efficient gas is, if that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly what it was, but like...
Is breaking down like vegetables and shit just that inefficient?
I mean, it's not gasoline powering like huge vehicles, so yeah.
I wonder how the carbon footprint of the entire planet would be impacted if we never had to eat food again, but we all just burned like a tiny bit of gas.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be positive.
Maybe I think you're right.
Maybe we're going the wrong way with trying to get rid of fossil fuels. We just need to switch ourselves to fossil fuels.
We should become the ultimate reliance on fossil fuels.
Yeah, that's I like that. I like that a lot.
This is really smart.
So the question was, what alternative fuel source would you switch yourself to?
Yeah, like you could be solar. You could plug yourself in at night, like a Tesla.
I would never be solar because that's so scary. Like, you, solar things are always dead because the sun went away for a bit.
Yes, but in the long term, like, they'll be the last.
I guess. Can you pull like an Iron Man and have just like an energy core or something? Or does it need to be something that you have to get more of?
Like, if you're solar? No, you can only operate when it's sunny. There's no storage. No battery.
That's funny. I like that. What about people who switch to, like, what's it called? The drink?
Pedialyte?
Yeah, that's one of them. I was thinking of the one that all the...
Oh, Soylent.
Yeah, Soylent.
Yeah.
All the Californians drink. You can kind of do this, right? Like, you can kind of switch to just that.
Sort of. I mean, you're still utilizing your digestive tract.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose. I suppose it's not in the spirit of the question, but it is something that you could theoretically switch to now, like right now, and that's your only fuel source.
Mm-hmm. It would be cool if you still had to eat things, like, but you just like replaced your internals with like a different way of processing.
Yeah, a much more efficient one.
Yeah, so you just like ate metal chunks and you could like break it down like a goat.
Yeah. Wait, goats can survive off metal? Is that what you said?
No, I don't think they can actually survive off of it, but they'll eat anything, right?
Right, right.
Their stomachs are like infallible.
Yeah. How about this? What if you had to crank yourself like a wind-up watch every evening?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. But no, you can't do it.
That's what I was going to say. You can't crank yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's just unlimited energy. Also, it's on the back and you can't reach it.
Yeah. Conveniently on the back.
You would have to find like a partner in life. Like, you would always have to have a buddy.
Yeah.
At least a buddy.
It's so beautiful.
Kind of, but also like you have to be smart about who you get to crank you, because they could just
stop one day.
You just be like, you know what? I don't.
I'm kind of annoyed by you lately. I don't think you're getting cranked this week.
If you got in a fight with your spouse, you just wake up like 3 months later when she decided to turn you back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pissed me off. So you've been in your office for 3 months. That's why you're so dusty.
Well, as long as you stop aging when you're not cranked, I'm okay with this. It's like a weird form of immortality.
A super weird form. You could wake up so late. Like, you could wake up so much later.
Yeah.
And, like, not have planned it.
Yeah, but probably you deserved it, because... Maybe if everybody was like that, it would be like a form of punishment. Like,
yeah. You'd have to find a way to lock out cranking by machine. You know what I mean? Like, it. There has to be some sort of security measure. Otherwise, the whole thing would fall apart because we'd find a way to crank ourselves.
I think if that was the case, like, there would be crank stations like all around that you'd just back, you'd back up to, like, on the street.
Crank stations.
Yeah.
I like it.
You'd be sent to prison where there was, like, you were, like, on strict, like, crank limits.
You wouldn't need prison. You could just not crank people.
Yeah.
Just throw them in a pile.
You can be cranked for, like, 10 minutes a day.
Yeah, that's your punishment.
Yeah.
A quarter crank.
One quarter crank a day.
No, please, sir. Please.
One quarter crank.
My mother's coming today.
One quarter crank.
This one's a little bit like our... What's your favorite dinosaur discussion? Which I feel like is just out in the world right now. It was on Reddit after we recorded our episode last. So I think we're either...
Finally, we're ahead of the zeitgeist.
Yeah. I think we might be like minority reporting Reddit, like pre-cogging it at this point.
Sweet.
Anyways, what animal do you like best at the zoo?
Oh, there's no happy animals at the zoo. The zoo's a terrible place.
Are you anti-zoo altogether?
Nah, fuck it. They're stupid. I love the rhinos.
Really? Rhinos?
The most majestic of all plated armored animals.
I don't think of a rhino when I think of a zoo. That's more like one of the like safaris, like African lion safari is the closest one to us.
Yeah. I think there's only one at the Toronto Zoo, right?
I don't know.
Well, there's one mama, one baby.
Right. Well, then how did mama... Was it immaculate?
Yeah, he's the Jesus rhino.
Oh, that's amazing.
His name's Nando.
We got to go see him. Follow him.
Nando? Nando.
Like the chicken place? Yeah. I would say mine is the elephants. I've always thought the elephants were cool. Mm-hmm. And also, they seem... I mean, they are quite smart, and I like my zoo animals to feel like...
They're imprisoned.
Yeah, like captured, sad.
You want them to get the gravity of their situation.
Yeah, and if it's an elephant, it definitely gets gravity.
I get it. It's so heavy.
Yeah, I don't know. Elephants are the best, and like they do tricks. They're prehensile noses, like, that's wicked. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just fun to watch. They can paint.
Yep. Paint their sadness. express their eternal grief through art, which is something we all admire as humans.
Yeah. They also I don't know if they train them to do this or if it's natural, but they hold each other's tails when they walk in a line.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That is. Do they do that by themselves, or
I don't think so.
I think trained.
I feel like we probably train that. Mm-hmm. But either way, it's fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
What about like lions and big cats?
Yeah, they're very depressing.
Yeah, those ones I find more sad, I think, than like elephants or rhinos.
I feel like they're always very angry to see you.
Yeah,
like, they're always thinking like, you don't even know human. You don't even know.
I feel like most of the animals that are hunters are sad to look at in the zoo because they just seem like they don't get the point of their life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just putting that on them, right? Like, it would be nice to live in a, would you like to live in a habitat and just get like stakes dropped in every now and then?
No, I'd need to sink my teeth in once in a while. That's something.
You don't hunt.
I need stimulation.
Yeah.